football on Off the Ball.
It could probably be France in the semi-final, and it will just all come down to that. The entire judgment on Southgate and England will come down to that, and if England can beat France...
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Mike Catt gives his view on Ireland's rivalry with the Springboks and the chances of the new members of the squad for the Tour of South Africa. Scott Barrett is named the new All Blacks captain, and Ireland's seven squads discover their pools for next month's Olympic Games. First up today, Mike Catt says Ireland have a fully fit squad from which to choose ahead of tomorrow's departure for South Africa. 35 men will travel, including the uncapped Leinster duo Jamie Osborne and Sam Prendergast, and Ulster forward Cormac Isichuku. Catt was asked today about his thoughts on Prendergast, but first, Isichuku.
Well, we had Izzy in the emerging Ireland, which everybody poo-pooed at the time. So we've got four or five of those players now that have come through, and I thought it was good. We've always rated Izzy. It was always going to take time for him to physically get to where he's at, but as you see, he's a beast of an individual, and he's played exceptionally well. So for him to get that belief and, again, that experience with us in the squad, you know, he's here on merit, and let's hope he pushes for places, or will do. You know, Sam's, again, performed exceptionally well in the 20s. When he's played for Leinster, he's done well. Again, I think his potential and his ceiling is very, very high, and we haven't even seen the start of it yet, so he's very, very exciting. Again, having somebody like Frawls in there, who's got an extremely high skill set, but also if you're going to look at going to a 6-2 bench or whatever, you know, he comes into the scene, you know, because he can cover so many different positions. So there's a good combination, and it's... there are three or four players that we can choose from. So, you know, it's a healthy environment.
While Ireland have won each of their last three meetings with the Springboks, they've never claimed a series win on South African soil. The pot's been stirred significantly by the Boks since their last meeting at the World Cup pool stage last year. Experienced lock Eben Etzebeth went on to accuse Ireland of showing complacency after that game at the Stade de France. But Catt is happy to let the South Africans do all the talking.
Yeah, for us, it's not a problem. You know, people can say what they want. It means nothing to us. It doesn't, you know, it's something that we don't particularly worry about. So let them keep talking. It's not a problem. You know, that doesn't fuel anything. It doesn't make it any better or worse. It's just, you know, we know exactly what we need to do to go down there and be successful.
The Springboks preparations for the first test in Pretoria on Saturday week have been far from ideal, at least off the pitch. Yesterday's flight back to South Africa was cancelled after their 41-13 win over Wales at Twickenham on Saturday. A rescheduled flight for late this afternoon was arranged, meaning they won't be back at home soil until the small hours of tomorrow morning. To rub salt in their wounds, it looks like Cameron Hanekom will miss the test with Ireland. The number 8 was slated to win a first Boks cap this summer, but tore his hamstring in the Bulls' URC final defeat to Glasgow on Saturday evening. Hanekom was the likely replacement for Jasper Visa, who's suspended for the Ireland visit. Ireland's women's sevens team have been handed a tough pool draw for next month's Olympic Games. The Olympic debutants will play the 2024 sevens grand final champions Australia, Great Britain and fellow debutants South Africa. Pool A is made up of the reigning Olympic champions New Zealand, Fiji, Canada and China. And in Pool C, it's France, the USA, Japan and Brazil. Ireland's men were drawn in Pool A along with New Zealand, Japan and South Africa. Antoine Dupont and France are in Pool C along with Fiji, the United States and Uruguay. And Pool B is made up of Australia, Samoa and Kenya. Scott Barrett, meanwhile, is the new All Blacks captain. The 30-year-old will lead his country in next month's two test series with England. Barrett will be assisted by his Leinster-bound brother Geordie and another contender for the captaincy in Ardie Savea. Regarding his new skipper, head coach Scott Robertson said he's a quiet leader and a deep thinker. He's a starting lock. He's extremely experienced and the players will follow him. He's got a very good feel for the game in terms of making the right calls at the right time. He's won a lot of big games and he's always risen to the occasion in the All Black jersey. Robertson, meanwhile, has named five uncapped players in his All Black squad that's been decimated by defections to Japan and by injury. Chiefs back rower Wallace Setiti, his teammate scrum half Cortez Ratama, Crusaders hooker George Bell, Hurricanes prop Basilio Tossi and Hurricanes centre Billy Proctor will all have the chance to press for a starting berth. Rugby league convert Regan Grace has been included in the Wales squad to tour Australia next month. The Bath winger is only just making his way in the 15-man game, having suffered injuries since switching codes almost 2 years ago. Gloucester's Josh Hathaway and Cardiff hooker Effan Daniel are the other uncapped players named in Warren Gatland's 34-man squad. The first test is in Sydney a week on Saturday. And finally, Toulon have been busy in the transfer market today. They've confirmed the signings of England internationals Lewis Ludlam and Kyle Sinclair, both on three-year deals. They're expected to be joined in the coming days by Munster's Antoine Frisch. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.